So welcome to the Good Vibe segment. If you guys don't know, Erica and I, Good Moms, Bad Choices, we cultivate a beautiful international all-women's retreat a couple of times a year where we take women to come indulge in self-care, pleasure, relaxation, healing, and a bunch more. A lot of you have been asking about it, wanting to know details, trying to decide if you want to go. And we thought, what better way to decide than to let some of our attendees tell you firsthand?
So take a second, kick back, and check out these firsthand experiences from the magic that we make at the Good Vibe Retreat.
Hi, my name is Devin, and I came here from Sacramento, California. I came to the Good Vibe Retreat. Well, originally bought tickets with a Good Vibe Retreat because I just needed to get away. I went through a pregnancy where I felt so misunderstood and didn't have a lot of people to talk to about it. And so I felt like a retreat would be the best way for me to recover and come back to myself after giving birth. One thing that I've gained from being here is a tribe, a community of women. So it was so easy to just open up to everybody. And I have a connection with every single woman that's here through different ways. And it's such a beautiful thing. And having that community, having that tribe to keep you accountable on your growth, is important in womanhood. So that's the main thing that I've gained, plus just being able to be vulnerable, being able to treat myself, being able to get pampered, get spoiled, get nurtured. After all the nurturing that I give, it's nice to receive that as well. And I'm so grateful to have came, and I would definitely go to another retreat, another Good Vibe retreat.
My name is Shatara. I come from the big city of Ocala, Florida. I came to the retreat. I was drawn to the retreat about 2 years ago, and I just kept putting it off and saying, I'm going to go. And this year, just everything aligned, and I wanted to just get away and unplug, and you know, that's definitely what I got here. What I wasn't expecting was to meet such a beautiful group of people and to really be embraced by Erica and Mila and the whole team like I did. One thing I would say that I gained from the retreat as a whole is so much, it's so many parts, it's so many things that happen, and after a week it feels like you've been here a month, but also like you just got here and you need more time. Like it's like a week already. But what I gained is just the courage to allow myself to receive the way that I should. And I didn't even realize how deeply it was rooted into me to be a giver, and almost feel, well, not almost, but feel actual shame for receiving to the point where I didn't even ask for what I need. And just getting that unlocked and just being totally pampered and treated with so much love and compassion just really opened up something that was so heavy in my heart. So this was just like truly a life-changing experience, and I'm so grateful for it. It's so many other things, but that that is probably my favorite so far.
I just love our tribe, man.
I really do.
And if you want to join the tribe, you know you do. And you want to get in on some of these vibes, make sure you click the link in this episode description and book the retreat happening in July in Sayulita, Mexico. It's going to be just as magical, just as transformational, just as special. And we cannot wait to see you there. Make sure you click the link in this episode description and make sure to follow at the Good Vibe Retreat so you can get a visual and see what we're doing out there in all these beautiful, amazing locations.